This podcast replay is brought to you by OKCoin. Earn crypto rewards with DeFi. Put your crypto to work with staking in DeFi. Get $50 of free Bitcoin on the OKCoin platform with Big O's link on Twitter at Big O Show and at our YouTube channel at Big O Radio Show.
Can you talk about buying the dip again? That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm loving it, bro. Dip on ApeCoin, dip on Avalanche, dip on Bitcoin, dip on Ethereum, dip on Polygon, dip on Cardano. Oh my God, it has been heaven the last couple of days. Love it. Oh, so good. So good. Been the last 5 months have been just gifts of the good Lord. Is the way I'm going to look at it. That's how I'm going to look at it. Just absolute gifts of the good Lord. I get it, Chuck E. Cheese. You don't know shit, and you just look at the dip, and you think, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end, and whatever. That's fine. But I am loving this, bro. This is where you make your money. These are the moments. You take advantage, you hodl, you hold. A couple years from now, you're laughing your ass off. But you got to be able to hold. If you have soft hands, people like you, Chuck E. Cheese, you could not do this because you'd fold like a cheap tent. Can't do it. You got to be tough in investments. And when you have conviction and you're on the right investments, you see it all the way through. And it'll become just heaven when it's all said and done. So those of you taking advantage of these dips over the last 5 months, and now this one here, this is a nice little special dip here. We had one like this a couple of months ago, and then we had another one like this in the summer. And those dips were amazing opportunities. So it's all up to you all. I know what I'm doing. Not a financial advisor, just a guy that loves crypto. And boy, I'm loving that Polygon dip. Loving that ADA dip. Whew. Staking. Oh, God. Doesn't get better than that, baby. Buy low, sell high, simple concept, yet so few do it. Shaking my head. I'm with you, Brett. I'm with you. That's the beauty of what's going on now. It sucks. It's sad. Really, it's sad because, you know, we've got all these rate hikes going on, half a point, another half a point coming next month, another half a point coming. So obviously we got the war. We got all kinds of stuff that's just making things kind of weary. And that's why there's blood on the streets. And this is when you take advantage the most. Now, again, as I've told you, like some guy asked me yesterday, what do you invest in these dips? I said, whatever you can afford. There's no set number. As I tell you, you invest money that you can allow to sit there. If you need it for bills, then that's not an investment. You cannot invest any money that you need right away. You have to invest money that you don't need for a while. And then you wait and let it grow. So I'm loving it, man. It's what's gone on. The last couple days has been a buying frenzy for me, man. Where do you see Polygon long term? Oh, dude, $10-$15. Easy. Yeah, easy, $10-$15. Polygon's going to be a freaking monster with everything going on. So, yeah, love it. You got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Exactly. And that's the sad part right now. You have a lot of people panicking and they're folding, and then that creates opportunities for those of us that are going to be patient and hold steady. You know, that's the sad part, that right now there are people getting wrecked badly and they're selling and they bought it high. And then now you got all these rich people that they're coming in and they're going to buy all this stuff low. And they're the ones that's how they kill. That's how they kill it in the stock market. They're going to do the same thing here. But those of us that are not strong enough, and believe the FUD and everything that's going on out there and fall for it are the ones that end up losing their entire life savings and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's sad. It's just sad. I just wish people would understand that when you invest, it's something that it's a long term. It's a macro thing, not a micro thing. If you live it from week to week or month to month, you will drive yourself crazy. Now, if you're looking at it for a couple years down the line, you're going to be fine. That's the key. Big O's going to be super shocked when he's not rich off of crypto. Well, I don't have the kind of money to get rich from crypto, my man. Andy, you say a lot of stupid shit, bro. You say a lot of stupid shit, bro. Seriously. You're like this far. Ask everybody else what that means. You're there. You're pretty close, bro. You're pretty close. Yeah. Where do you see? You got to know. No, I read that one. I've been holding since 2017 and I'm not negative, but Big O will say I'm lying. Well, if you've been holding since 17, then you know the dip is beautiful right now. If it's true that you're holding, if it's true. What, in your opinion, are the top five cryptocurrencies to invest in, Big O? Bitcoin, number one. Damn. Do you disagree? Bitcoin, one. Ethereum, two. Polygon. Avalanche. Polkadot. I mean, I love Cardano. You know what I mean? So I'm a huge Cardano guy. I love, what's it called? Kuzama. Also, I think Kuzama is going to be a freaking monster. Right now, there's a great buy in ApeCoin right now. There's some really good coins. You want to be involved in the metaverse. You know, Decentraland right now has become a really good bargain right now that you can, you know, dip into. Jensen says ADA. I love Cardano. And right now, Cardano's in the 60s right now, in the sense. 66, 67. It's ridiculous to buy and stake it. So you can get more interest, too, from it. Kentucky-born Florida. Florida-born Kentucky-grown says, you have encouraged me to invest. I've been debating, and I'm coming into some money. Well, now's the time. Now's the time. Crypto is the future money. I have some and I'm picking up a little here and a little there. That's what you do. A little here, a little there. That way you put yourself in a better position down the line. Unlike some idiots that think that we're investing so we can make millions down the line. Like we have that kind of money. No. Just bought some more Crow and Poly. There you go. Crow is also very cheap right now, too. Although I didn't like what they did to their people that stake. They changed the rates. And I know that a lot of people ended up, kind of revolting on that, and they deserved it. You want great staking rates? Go to OKCoin. Look, I'm going to look at it right now, give you the live feed right now for the OK coin. 17% for Terra USD, 16.4% for Cosmos, 10.2% for Polkadot, 10% for Avalanche. It's one of my favorites. Avalanche. I freaking love Avalanche. And right now, Avalanche is at a bargain at $47.87. Okay. Polygon 7.34%. Tron, I'm not a big Tron guy, but 6.1. Solana 5.2. I don't have any Solana. I know a lot of people like Solana, and Solana's good. The only thing I don't like about Solana is if you're decentralized, why are your nodes not? So you're controlling. That's the part I don't like. It's not decentralized. So that's a problem. Cardano right now is at 258. So there you go. God is asking me. Now, you are God. I'm not. So this is kind of uncomfortable for me. God, first of all, thank you for the super chat. Didn't know God was listening. Okay. Appreciate God listening here. God is asking me if he should buy Terra Luna. Now, I'm not a financial advisor. Did not sleep at a Holiday Inn last night. Okay. Just a guy who loves crypto. But I told you I purchased some Terra Luna this morning when it hit 89 cents. It's up to 239. So I'm pretty close to tripling my money if I felt like it. At 230, if you have money to waste, you want to throw away $50, $100, whatever you can afford, $200, $300, whatever you can afford to throw away, I would do it. This thing was at $100. What if it just goes up to 20? If you bought it at 226, and if it goes up to 20, 22, $25, not 100, you could sell then. If it goes up to 40, can you imagine? So, yeah, I would take a gamble on it at this point. Duquan and Terra Luna have billions invested in their DeFi. So if somehow or another, which I don't see them straightening out the ping of their stable coin, but if somehow they figure it out and Terra gets back going again, then yeah, it'll be a great investment. But as long as you're looking at it like a lottery ticket, right? When you play the dollar, $5, $10 of lottery tickets, you know you're throwing the money away, right? And in this point right here, okay, I would tell you that's how you have to look at it. It may become a great investment, and then again, it may not. So be careful. But yeah, if you can afford to throw away a couple of dollars, hell yeah, I would throw away a couple of dollars on Terra for sure. What the hell? And again, thank you for the super chat, God. See, Dola, Big O, what happened to Terra? Well, Bitcoin's fine. I'm not worried about Bitcoin. Terra got sabotaged. By the way, I bought Terra this morning. I did. I bought Terra this morning. I got it like at like 89 cents, 90 cents or something, right? It's at 463. I could sell right now for four times what I bought, but I'm not going to do that. It was at $100. If Duquan figures this crap out, which I don't know, I doubt it, but I said, I don't care, whatever. I don't have a big bag in Luna, so I'm not worried, but I know a lot of people that do, and it's sad, but their stable coin, you know, they still have a ton of money, still have billions and billions in DeFi. So they're good on that end for now. But I don't know how they stabilize their coin anymore at this point. But I did get it like, let me see in my history here. Let me make sure. Yeah, 89 cents I got it at. I just bought a bunch of it at 89 cents. I said, what the hell? It's 89 cents. This thing was over $100. If he figures it out and it gets to 30 or 40 or 50 bucks and I bought it at 89 cents, who cares, bro? Throw it away. Didn't I tell you guys to get it like right before and it was at $2? It's at $4 now. I would have made you money on Luna just a little bit ago. Buy the dip. I didn't have a big bag in Luna, so I'm not worried about it. But now, maybe increase a little bit here. Take advantage. Shiba, same thing I've been saying about Shiba. That's a long-term play. All of this, look, dude, there's blood in the streets right now, okay? Stock market has crashed. Crypto's down, way down. Everything's down. Now's when you buy. Amazon will bounce back. Tesla will bounce back. Bitcoin will bounce back. Ethereum will bounce back. They're all going to bounce back. They're not going anywhere. They're great companies. So, or in Bitcoin's case, it's the future. It's what is going to be defined as the world's currency when it's all said and done, even though it won't be used as currency by smart people, but still. It'll all come back. But this has been a perfect storm. Half of Europe gets their wheat from Ukraine. They're a little busy right now. China's completely shut down. Everybody's in their homes. They're not producing any products. So, again, the supply chain's broken down. We got cargo ships, you know, bunched up in the West Coast. We've got inflation, obviously, with the amount of money we've printed the last 4 years from Trump to Biden, that we've printed a bunch of money that now we've got to then have the rate hikes to kind of get back on track, right? It's the perfect storm of everything going on, right? And that's what has created this mess for everything all over the world. So whether it's supply chains, whether it's crypto, whether it's Bitcoin, stocks, you name it, everybody's suffering. But if you can afford to invest, now's when you invest. Now's when you take advantage. These are the rock bottoms. These are the rock bottoms of it all. Here's where you scoop it up. Imagine if I was rich. I would have gotten Luna right now at 89 cents, okay? So let's say I felt like putting $500,000 into it. Right now I could have turned around and made it $2 million. But I'm not rich, so I can only put $50, right? I can make it 200 right now, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait. So I could turn 50 into 200, but I mean, I can hold on a little bit more. 200 is not going to do anything for me. It'll pay, you know, something, a little bit of an electric bill or whatever, but it's not going to get me. So I'll wait. Maybe it goes up to $10, $15, $20. Boom. You know what I mean? It's the way it goes. This is when you take advantage. Again, discretionary income. Don't ever invest any rent, any mortgage money, any money you need for food, to pay for your car. You never do that because that's money you're going to need right away. You invest money that you don't need, that you can say, I'm going to let it sit there. So there you go. That's my lesson for you. I'm on track to have over $1 million for retirement. This current down in the market, like back in the mid-2000s, is awesome for me. It's awesome. If you have the money to invest, this is a beautiful time. Oh, my God. Let's see. El Salvador is screwed. They just bought another bunch of Bitcoin. They're doing just fine. Suzy Q. They're smart. They're one of the countries that actually gets it. They just bought more in the dip right now. They got I forgot how many Bitcoins they bought at 29,000. Smart as hell. They're actually one of the countries that out of those kind of countries, they're going to be better off than most down the line. But that's fine, man. It's all good when people have no freaking clue what the hell they're talking about and they comment on something that they don't know, but whatever. Let's see. Ken Sean says, good morning. Bitcoin is going down. Like I said, on my Fibonacci, your Fibonacci doesn't mean shit, bro. Your Fibonacci doesn't mean anything. My buddy was doing the same thing yesterday. Your Fibonacci has nothing to do with tankers getting stuck in canals or on the coast or Ukraine can't produce wheat, or that China's locked down because of COVID, or that there's a war going on, or that we printed more money than God in the last 4 years, so now we got rate hikes, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with reality. Your Fibonacci bullshit, you've been saying for 6 months now. So at one point or another, something came to a head, and it's called life. Life bit everybody in the ass, and that's what's going on. Fibonacci, my ass. Okay? Technical analysis, my ass. Reality is what's taking over right now in the stock market, in crypto, in everything. Technical analysis can help out sometimes. Right now, it's simply nothing but a coincidence. And what I love about technical analysis is they want to compare it to 2020 or 2018 or 2012 or 2015, whatever fits their narrative of technical analysis. Brother, I watch it. I follow it. Kiss my ass with all of it. Okay? It's the reality of what we're in now. It's what's gone on. It's what technical analysis cannot predict. Cannot predict the way Putin's going to act. It cannot predict that half of Europe can no longer get wheat because Ukraine is in the middle of a war. Okay? So, technical analysis, my ass. Thank you, Ken Sean. Can we also talk about the Luna crash? I'm still confused by it. Daniel, did you invest in it? How much money did you have in it? I had very little in it, so I didn't really, you know, it's not something that bothers me. I actually now put money into it just for the hell of it. If you don't know what happened, their stablecoin Terra UST crashed, and it was manipulated. And I think the problem was that Terra USDT coin was not completely established yet, and the funding to back it up wasn't completely established yet. So I don't think we know the players that were involved on how it was attacked. And I know that the people from Tron have already denied it, and so have the people from Celsius have denied it also. But some people are saying that they've kind of, Doquan was a smart ass and taking shots. And, you know, he had Terra like better than Bitcoin. And, you know, he was taking shots at Cardano, who's also coming out with their own, you know, coin also, their own stable coin. Like a lot of other companies will have their own stable coin. Not that they're going to necessarily, it might be a stable coin that's within their ecosystem, not necessarily one that's tied to a dollar for you to kind of hide every, you know, not hide, but put your money on the side there where it would be safe. And that's what your normal stable coin is supposed to do, that in the moments that you're not investing in the market, you go and park it on stable coins, and they're supposed to be safe because they're supposed to be backed up by a dollar. So that way it's, you know, insured, and that they didn't get to that point. And that's where you get to. That's why I keep telling all of you out there that there's a lot of new to all of this, right? So there's a lot of unproven ground, like in any business. So you're going to have failures and you're going to have major setbacks. And the question is, how good of a company are you and how prepared are you for some of those setbacks? Because when it comes to tech, the setbacks are going to be enormous. Rune has been hacked twice for $4 and $8 million, and they paid it right back. And they were ready for it, and they fixed their issue, and they've moved on. They haven't had another problem again. Solana, you know, one of the reasons why I've never invested in Solana, and we've talked about this, is their nodes really aren't decentralized. So really, they're controlling it, which then that means they can manipulate it, which I don't like that. And they have had several overloads that has brought their system down, but they've been able to then fix it and overcome it. So you're always going to have setbacks. The question is, how good of a company are you? You know what I mean? Can you then recover from that setback? Whether you're Chrysler, whether you're Chevrolet, whether you're Apple, whether you're whatever it is, you're going to have some kind of a setback and something's going to happen that is not going to be a good look for your company at the moment, but you've got to be able to figure it out. Well, Terra was not prepared. And they were susceptible to a weakness, and somebody or some people exploited that weakness, and it exposed their company. And these are the risks that are going to happen in this environment. Okay. And let me tell you, it's still an awesome company because they've got billions in DeFi, but they failed with their stablecoin. And by the way, this is Doquan's second stint at a stablecoin. And he failed the first go around the way to create the stablecoin. And where he probably took a little too much risk was too much Bitcoin and not enough cash early on. When you knew that there was inflation and all kinds of things going on, which was going to create volatility. And so he had to have a little bit more stability at the moment, because you still have to, we're probably still another year or two away from where this thing just absolutely explodes and mass adoption takes over. Mass adoption is taking over right now as we speak, but it's not to the point where the general person is using it on a daily basis. We haven't gotten there yet. And so those are the things that while we get to that point, you're going to have your volatility. And so now that we have, you know, half of Europe can't get their wheat because Ukraine's in the middle of a war, China's frozen down, so supply chain is broken down. We've got obviously the gas prices, oil prices, everything going through the roof. We've got inflation, we've got tax hikes. I mean, it's just the perfect storm, the perfect tsunami, you know, for all of the terror that's going on in the markets, in the crypto markets, real estate, you name it, everything. Everybody's being affected. But you have to be able to survive it. You know what I mean? And you have to treat yourself just like Terra. That's why I always tell you, what do I always say, Sean? Do you invest the money you need? Never. You invest the money that is discretionary. The money you're never going to need right now for any rent or mortgage or food or insurance or anything like that. So that way, while it's sitting there, it's not hurting you. And when it's dropping in value, you're not freaking out. And you have the patience to allow it to then grow back and grow more. But that's the key. And we have to wait till everything comes out of, you know, this funk. And eventually, if you reinvested now and you bought Tesla and it's down, you're smart. And if you bought Amazon and it's down, and if you bought Bitcoin on it's down, and Ethereum on it's down, and Avalanche on it's down, well, then God bless you. You're smart. But you have to have patience. And you have to be prepared so when the market does have the negativity, you're not losing your crap. And don't ever let anybody tell you, sell it all and then wait till it lowers to buy. You're never going to know when to time the market. You don't know when the bottom's going to be. This could be the bottom. Might have a little bit more. You never know. A friend of mine was like, oh, I wish I had more money. Yes, so do I. You know what I mean? Because you keep waiting and saving some, and then you buy, and yeah, okay, this is the bottom here. And then there's a little bit more of a bottom, and you wish you had a little bit more. It happens. But stay strong. All of this will come back. And those of you that stayed strong and invested, a year or two from now, you're going to be laughing your ass off going, man, I'm glad I did not fluster and I did not end up giving in, because it's going to pay off big.